Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Pete Blackburn, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 131, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your 2017 American League East champion, Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Pete Blackburn, and he's 5 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how the fuck are you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building?
In the motherfucking building.
Fuck yourself.
I thought Carabas was going to hit Hubs at some point.
I thought he was going to get him.
Fight right now.
With Hubs.
I thought that would end with a swing, right? Boom.
That little fucking bitch, Hubs.
You did that whole intro staring me down.
The whole time.
You're such a loser.
You're such a loser.
Oh, that's my defense mechanism. Let me just imitate people.
Okay. You fucking loser.
So, I didn't tell you to speak, so shut up.
Where's my intro?
You don't get one because we're not there yet.
You just made a whole song about me.
Yeah, well, okay. we're not there yet.
Got it.
So last night was the American League wild card game. A lot of us were here at the Barstool office. Hubs was like literally the last person to leave. Like he shut out he locked the place up last night.
Some people have like a job and blog, you know, so just doing my job.
Yeah,
you know, same. A little recap, a 1 a.m. recap.
Sure. Steve was here. Fights was here. It was a weird game. It was a weird game because, and by the way, before I came on here, I just did radio with Dave, who is just fucking unreasonable. Like the most unreasonable human being that you can imagine.
You say this like it's like a news.
Yeah.
I know. This just in. Dave's
been living with this forever.
Fucking like I'm
always surprised when we get new people here and they're like, oh, like it's kind of a pain in the ass to deal with Dave. Oh, is it? Like, it was funny when I watched him on Twitter, but when I actually have to talk to him, like, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, like, I'm putting up an embargo. Like, I refuse to do the rundown again. I refuse to do radio with Dave. It's just not happening. He's out to destroy his own employees, whether or not they make sense. Like, he literally called me an idiot and agreed with me in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Like, you can be 100% right, and he's still going to try and tear you down. No more of that. We're not going to have that. We have our ability to just operate in our own space, and that's what we're going to do. So the AL wild card game, which I said on starting night. So, like, please tell me if this makes any sense. The Twins were huge underdogs. And on starting nine, I predicted that the Yankees would win the game. I said it was going to be close in the beginning, and then the Yankees were going to blow their doors off.
Yep.
Pretty much what happened. And then I also said on the rundown that it's worth it to put some money on the Twins because they were such big underdogs. Dave was like, why would you say bet on the Twins if you didn't think they were going to win the game? Because, Dave, it's a fucking one-game playoff where literally anything could happen. I didn't say bet the house on the Twins because that would be guaranteeing that they were going to win. There's no guarantee that they were going to win. I picked them to lose the game, but the odds were so much in the Yankees' favor that it's like, yeah, why not just because it's a roll-of-the-dice type game where Severino got one fucking out, Hubs. One fucking out.
He meant to do it.
So that's how unpredictable the one-game wild card games are. And then Big Cat, that fuck on the rundown was like, oh, yeah, in any one game, you know, it's not 50-50 odds. Like, you could have Bartolo Colon lose and blah, blah. I'm like, Bartolo Colon's not starting a one-game playoff. You go with your best versus their best. Anything can happen in a one-game playoff because of that element to it. And you have, in a regular season game, Severino's not getting pulled in a fucking situation where it's, you give up three earned runs in the first inning. He's not getting pulled if that game's in June.
Right.
So you have those elements in a one-game playoff. What I said made 1,000% sense.
100%. It's the only time I'll like ever agree with you.
Yeah, but Dave just fucking completely spin zones it and then turns it into, you're a fucking idiot. Like, why do we even hire you? My baseball guy's a moron. He's never right about anything. Everything that I said made 1,000% sense.
But that's what he does. Let's get back to this. Yeah. That's what Dave does. That's what Dave does. Yeah. But we have Hubs in the building.
Fuck
and
Hubs.
And sadly, we had Hubs in the building last night and had to see all of his reactions to that game.
It wasn't. I got everything that I wanted last night.
Oh, yeah.
So Kevin's take was like, no, I want the Yankees out as soon as possible. No, that's not what I want.
I don't want you out either. I want you to fucking sweep the Astros.
Yeah.
That's wrong. I want you to win in five so you use all your pitchers. I don't want you to sweep.
Sure. Yeah. So we got to see, like, distraught Hubs in the first inning. Two home runs. Severino comes out of the game after a third of an inning. And
prank.
Maybe.
Just wanted to save the bullets for the ALDS.
But, like, so we haven't really talked about this. Where are you guys at on wanting the Yankees in the ALCS?
I'm into it. Very into it.
Like, is that, like, 100% do you feel like this is on a collision course? Because I'm not sure that I'm there yet.
No, I don't feel like it's on a collision course.
I'm not there yet.
I do not think it's inevitable by any stretch of the imagination. I would be shocked if both are there. But I'm into it for sure.
I mean, last night you couldn't lose as a Red Sox fan. If the Yankees lose, like the Yankees lost to the Twins in the wild card game, or now you have the chance for the rivalry in the ALCS.
And I guess no one is even factoring in that both the Red Sox and the Yankees will be underdogs in the division series.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's a lot of people are factoring that in.
Big underdogs.
Collision course is like the exact opposite of what I
right.
think.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the stars really need to align, and I don't think
they
will.
Well, that's the thing. It's been a long time.
Do a lot of people think that's going to happen?
No. But
besides us, no.
It's almost like it's almost so improbable that...
that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those things where it's like, it doesn't make sense, but here we are.
At this point, you obviously root for the Red Sox, but you also root for content, and we really could benefit from a Red Sox-Yankees ALCS. Yeah.
Correct. We were talking about that on the walk home last night, Hubs and I, and I don't think there's ever been anything like that in the history of Barstool. Like, there's never been a blogger-on-blogger matchup where there was a legitimate rivalry. Like, KFC and Big Cat in the NLCS, what was that, 2015?
Yes.
Like, that was a good matchup because you had two blogger heavyweights going at it in the postseason, but there was no Cubs-Mets rivalry. Like, that didn't exist. It was just, oh, these two guys are going head-to-head. That's good. But there's no, like, genuine hatred between the two bloggers, and there's no genuine hatred between those two teams. Like, I fucking hate Hubs.
I can't stand Jared.
So I would love to have Red Sox-Yankees in the ALCS.
With that video I was taking last night, I honestly started being like, this is funny. Like, they're kind of chirping, whatever. But it very quickly became real. And I was like, okay, this is something. You guys went for a fucking 90 seconds, a minute and a half.
Have you watched that yet? It's just complete nonsense.
Complete nonsense the whole time. It felt like a wrestling promo, but it was real. That was genuine.
Spiraled out of control real quick. And that was the first moment that I realized that Hubs is a psychopath because
I realized it early last night where it's like, like, Hubs was, like, throwing his hat and shit, like in the first inning.
For, like, good things.
Just stand up and scream. I was like, dude, you know the cameras aren't on right now and it's the first inning. Yeah. Like, you don't need to be doing that right now.
I was thinking this to myself. I was like, these guys haven't seen me watch, like, a playoff intense, like, sporting event where it's my team. And, like, I know, like, that's how I get. And I was like, this is, like, I'm going to get judged heavily for what's about to happen the next three hours.
I see what you did there.
That's a lot going on. Like, that's, even like a Patriots Super Bowl, like, first half, I'm cool, no matter what.
Not when you give up three runs in, like, 5 minutes.
What about if you're down 28-3, for instance?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see you.
Also, like, the tables have kind of turned. I mean, the Yankees are craving this, what, more than the Red Sox are, right, as fans. It's been longer. So you guys haven't had a team that you probably feel like can make a run in a little while, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So
it's been a while, you get the taste, and it's like, oh, shit, we need to win this game.
Yeah. What did Frankie tell me last night? It's the first Yankee playoff win without Derek Jeter since 1993?
Yeah, it would make
sense. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Like, do you feel dirty winning a playoff game without Jeter?
It feels fucking great.
I mean, that sounds like a crazy stat, but I mean... Derek Jeter retired a year ago.
I was going to say, it just makes sense. It's just logical.
Yeah.
He left, so he wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. It's been 3 years.
Yeah. PD Analytics drop. It's the first Yankees win since Derek Jeter took over as CEO of the Marlins.
Ooh. Wow. Analytics.
Yeah. Forgot PD was there.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
He's here.
PD.
He's looming. He's just always
saving my energy. Saving my energy for when it counts.
That's what Severino did last night.
Yeah, that was bad. How shook were you when Severino got took out? Actually, no, hold on. We don't even want to bring you in yet. You're not here yet. You're here, but you're not here.
Okay, I'm a ghost.
So this game went about as expected, but like if you're a Red Sox fan, I'm genuinely curious how many of you wanted to see the Yankees out, because are you rooting for the easiest path to a championship? And I'm not even really sure that there is one. Or are you rooting for the entertainment factor? I mean, both paths will be entertaining. Like, because you get redemption against Cleveland, or you get Red Sox Yankees. And that's if you get past the Astros, which, again, don't overlook that team. They are better than you. Fully acknowledge that. But are Red Sox fans rooting for redemption against Cleveland or Red Sox Yankees? Because either way, you might as well pick which one you want entertainment-wise, because neither team is going to be easy.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, I'll ask the listeners after this in like a poll, like, would you have rather, honestly, just from the Yankee angle, would you have rather them lost in the wild card or us face them in the ALCS? Because I think it honestly would have been pretty close, right? Don't you think like fans would have been like, oh, get them out of here, or that we want to bring that back in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, any poll you ever put on Twitter ends 50-50.
It's always 50-50.
No matter what. Like, that's just how the world is. Every single poll will be 50-50, so that's what that one will be. But, no, I want as much Yankee Stadium, because we've talked about how the rivalry doesn't really exist and anymore and all that kind of stuff. The more you see of Yankee Stadium is the quicker that hate comes back. Even when you're not involved, even when you have like the crowd shots on national TV, the more you see that, like there was that fucking guinea shithead pumping his fists in the crowd last night with his gray jersey open and his stupid shitty haircut and his gold chain slinging.
Fucking Hubs Uncle Rico.
Just the more of that stuff you see, the more of just like, I got mad at the Yankees last night just because they did all the bullshit, like it was a postseason series, like introducing the assistant trainer of the fucking Yankees. Like, dude, it's game 163. It's not a fucking postseason series. Just play the baseball
game.
That's
not the Yankees' call, though.
I mean, I just said I got mad at the Yankees for what is an MLB call.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
like,
okay.
Just the fact that it's at Yankee Stadium makes me mad at the Yankees. The fucking the guy doing the national anthem, him, will you please sing along? That's such like Yankee, like.
That
faux fandom
Neutron
and patriotism.
Motherfucker.
Just looking for like a Twitter video where you can be like, look at the crowd scene. Like, bitch, you asked them to.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's got to come naturally.
And they didn't even really do it.
No.
Right, and they didn't.
Like, can you name any time that's happened organically besides the Boston Garden, like after the marathon
for the Bruins
bombing?
Game.
For the Bruins, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in turn, like off of what Fight said, if you want to get us like very, very upset in about a 40-second gap, just piece together the ISOs of the Yankee fans that they do during the game, because they're all like typical Yankee fans.
And more of that you see, like that's why that's part of. I mean, obviously we had our own parts we were adding to the rivalry, but just seeing the Yankees that often in the playoffs and shit like that, you saw so much crowd and so much shit.
It's the stuff that comes with the playoffs, not just like the game. It's all the other stuff.
Yeah. So it's mostly the other stuff, to be totally honest.
Now that we talk about it, I miss that a lot. Yeah. Like, we need this ALCS. Like, we need this badly.
Yeah. All right, so let's fucking, we've delayed it enough. It's time to get into it. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, which would have been much better had last night gone much differently. It's time for Fucking with Hubs.
Fucking with Hubs. Fucking with Hubs. Fucking with Hubs. Fucking with Hubs. He vlogs about the pinstripes. He's nothing but a Yankee douche.
He's whack.
With his mind on the Bombers and the Bombers on his mind.
All right, so we want to say thank you, obviously, to Big Jim Murray of 98.5 The Sports Hub for doing that for us. Some people were like, they thought that it was us. Like, nope, that's Big Jim Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub, made that especially for us, just for Hubs.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I mean, I commend you because it's weird. Like, you take it, you can definitely give it back, and you're great at it, but, like, the way that you take it, I would never take it. Like when that first inning happened, I was in your face with a camera on two home runs, and you were just like eating it up. And
I almost wish I put my hand out like to show I wasn't nervous at all. I mean, I was freaking out inside, but I should have just put my hand out. Like, nope, no shake at all.
Yeah, that was commendable because I was in your fucking face
and Kevin,
drinking
and
your
Kevin
tears.
Too. Kevin too.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly the biggest part about coming to New York. One of the things that was in the back of my mind was, this is going to suck for if and when the Red Sox are in the playoffs. I have to watch games like at the office, and I just kind of I like to watch playoff games alone. I either like to be there or I like to watch them alone. Or with my dad, because he doesn't say anything. So it's basically like watching them alone. But like, it's, I guess, like Super Producer BC said last night, he's like, it's not going to be so bad for you because it's mostly Red Sox fans here.
Right.
But Hubs is going to be there. And, yeah. You know, you go all in fucking with Hubs at the office during the wild card game.
Right,
I deserve whatever I have coming to me if the Red Sox are unable to perform well in October. So that's the bed that I've made, and I'm going to lie in it.
That was crazy stressful, though, right?
It was awful. I'm the same way, too.
Did you guys consider just winning the AL East instead so you didn't have to do that?
I would have been fucking nice.
You guys should have just done. Wait, why didn't you? That's weird.
It's like, that was like we were like, that would suck to have to do that. To do like a one game playoff, so we just won the AL East.
Yeah,
they chose to lose the division. Odd move.
I wish I could play the Reds the last weekend of the season too, man. That'd be dope. I'm usually
scheduling. We're blaming scheduling now.
Yeah, okay.
The Jays suck too.
All right, we're back. We're all on the same round.
Another thing you could have done was wish Aaron Judge didn't disappear for a third of the season. Exactly. That would have been helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take him where he is right now.
Sure. One of the big things that we need to discuss is. I'm sure that you're riding high from the victory.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this on Starring Nine. What type of reaction would Severino have with no playoff experience? Your best pitcher is fucking rattled.
No, the Twins just have his number. He's not rattled at all. He's going to pitch probably like game two or game three, and he's going to be fine. He threw 29 pitches last
night. Best pitcher cannot handle the big
That's
spotlight.
Not true. That's just not true.
Also, the side note of the Twins have his number is not good either. Both
Why?
Of these are bad.
Why? The Twins have his number. The Twins played it. They played the Twins 3 weeks ago, and he lasted three innings.
But the Yankees killed the Twins.
Did you know that the Twins have
every pitcher has their team that they just can't beat. Maybe it's the Twins with Severino. That's the narrative I'm sticking with.
I mean, it's a bad narrative. It's bad. If that were like Chris Sale went one third of an inning, I'd be like, fuck.
Oh, we'd be flipping out. It would be the whole episode.
Yeah, it would be bad news. I don't even think that we would go full board freak out, but if you put on like Felger and Maz or whatever other fucking show over there in Boston, they would literally be having a mental breakdown about Chris Sale.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely concerning. I mean, he looked fucking terrible. Every single pitch was up last night. Nothing was low.
What do you do if he stinks in game one of the division series? Is he even?
Well,
do you think he's going to go?
No. They're going to go. They might go CC. They might go CC.
That fat fuck.
Because Kluber is going game two, they might want Gray pitching that game. But so he'll pitch probably game three, I would think.
I was going to say, you'll have him back in New York.
I think he'll be pitching game three.
Yeah. So,
they haven't announced anything, though. I assume Girardi won't announce that until
what do you do
an hour before
if, what do you
game.
Do if he shits his pants again?
I mean, what can you do?
You
should
go home.
Yeah, there's like nothing I can do at that point. He's not going to pitch the rest of the series if that's the case. Luckily, they have the fucking best bullpen in baseball by far. Leaps and bounds, the best bullpen in baseball.
I don't know if you heard that David Price is in the Red Sox bullpen.
Get the fuck out of here! I can't wait to see that rat fuck tomorrow. Oh, I hope he comes in.
I really hope he comes in. Shuts it down.
Perhaps you've heard that he's given up zero runs as a reliever.
Perhaps you hear I don't give a fuck until the playoffs.
I'm just saying.
Playoff Price, baby.
Yeah,
playoff Price out of the pen.
Yeah, also pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Wait on it.
Absolutely mowed down a Red Sox team that Terry Francona called the best team that he managed well in Boston. 2008
We'll see it against Houston. We'll see it against Houston. Are we sticking around? Are we going to be here for 6 hours of baseball tomorrow, me and you?
I'll fucking be here all day, all night.
I will stick around.
I literally have nothing else to do.
I have nothing going on in my life, so.
I don't know what else to do, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, the off-season depression is real. I fucking just like shut down. I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself, so I'm just going to sit here with
That's also with my winter. Thoughts. That's sad. That's seasonal affective.
It's the worst. You get it doubly. Oh, yeah. It's a double whammy. It's like, maybe I'll hold out until Christmas if I kill myself. I'll be like, all right, if Christmas is great, I'll hang in there for like a couple more months. If not...
And the thing also is, well, like, I'm a big football fan, a big Packer fan, but like, it's Saturday into Sunday. Like, what the fuck do I do Monday through Friday during the winter?
Nothing.
Work.
Nothing. Yeah. It's terrible.
Jobs.
We had talked about this before. Like Jared doesn't, like, at least I have the Celtics. I like the Celtics and the Pats. Like, I can kind of spread the ball around. Jared does not spread the ball around. He keeps it with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So you're fucked.
I might get into the Celtics this year.
Someone came up to you and was like, yo, big fan of the C's, and you love, you're a green teamer. What was up with that?
No. When we were at Fenway, like this dude like came up and took a picture with us, and he was like, honestly, like, I respect you the most. I've been reading your Celtics stuff from like way back in the day. He's like, you know, I love the Red Sox stuff you do now, but like I remember like way back when you would do it like crushing the Celtics. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
Who did he think you were?
I don't know. I mean, like, obviously, like, he mentioned, like, Barstool and, like, the Red Sox, but, like, I think he just thought that I used to cover the Celtics.
He knew everything else, and he's like, your Celtic stuff, though, that's the stuff that I love. I'm like, all right, buddy.
So, all right, I'm definitely
Am I crazy for thinking we can beat the Indians? Like, I legitimately think they can beat the Indians.
Yeah. Crazy.
I think I honestly think they're going to win tomorrow. Trevor Bauer is a fucking bum.
Yeah, he's not, though. He's fucking nasty.
He's probably going to go play with another one of those drones, get his whole hand cut off this
time. Do some kids' fucking homework in his DMs tonight.
Yeah. He literally did that, too. So Trevor Bauer actually started game one of the division series against the Red Sox. Yeah. And I was sitting in that same seat as you, Hubs, and I was like, ha, Trevor Bauer, ha, good one. And the Red Sox did not win a game in that series.
I don't know. This lineup is fucking clicking. Starting
Bauer game one is so cocky, too, because it's almost like Tito, like dangling the carrot in front of you, being like, yo, win today, maybe you got a chance. Lose today, and you're toast.
The series is over. We got the Cy Young winner in game two. Yeah. Sorry.
And then Carrasco after that. Yeah. So fucking, you better do it today, or else it's putting all of the pressure on you right now. Yeah. You do it today, or it's over.
And generally, in like that five-game playoff series, game one is the home team's game. Like, you know, the crowd's going crazy. They have all the momentum. And game two is typically the game that the road team would steal. Like, you know, because usually, but complete opposite this time. It's like you have to win game one.
We knew that too when we walked into to Cleveland for game one last year. Me and Kravis were both like,
this is not tonight.
The atmosphere was there. Everyone was gassed up in their culturally insensitive gear. It was a lot going
Chief
on.
Chief Wahoo is very insensitive. I was blown away at how like electric it was in that stadium. I was like, oh, Cleveland, they're like 26th in the league in attendance. Not in the postseason. They show up for that team.
I also have some PTSD of when Jabba came in and the Locusts came out.
The Nats.
That just might happen with Chad Green. Who knows? Chad Green comes in for a little three-inning outing. Nope.
By the way, a little arbitrary date for you. A little arbitrary date stat for you. Since July 27th, 13 games,
Bauer?
12 starts 12. For Bauer, 78 innings, an ERA of 2.42.
Love it.
85 strikeouts.
Bring him on. Bring him on.
Indians 9-4.
Faced the Yankees once in that stretch, I think, right? I think he dominated them. That was when they got swept.
I think Hub's only hope is that the
seven
Indians,
innings.
The Indians are too good. They're just too good.
They're
good. That's like your only hope of winning.
Pitched against the Yankees August 4th, 7 innings, 1 earned run. 7 strikeouts.
This is most guys' game one. I forgot Bauer's this good.
Against the Indians again on August 30th.
You know why you forget Bauer's this good? Because he goes
innings,
with the high Sox.
And he's a fucking weirdo.
I don't like pitchers to go with the
like,
high Sox.
I know we know the weirdness of Bauer, but like, there's a certain amount of weirdness I normally like. Do we like the odd stuff he does, or is it just annoying?
Nope. I think it's one of those. I think it's a you'd love it if it was on your team. I think you'd think it was cute and funny if he's on your team.
You don't like Bauer, even though he's not on your team?
Nah.
He seems obnoxious.
I told you, the High Sox is even more annoying to me.
What's wrong with High Sox?
Did you pay attention?
Pitcher, I don't like it.
Sonny Gray does. I love it.
He's just a weird dude. I don't love it.
They're all weird dudes. If you paid attention to Trevor Bauer in the postseason last year, he was fucking hilarious, like, because they were playing the Blue Jays and Ryan Merritt, I think he was a rookie last year.
Yeah.
He was making his first start in the game to clinch in Toronto, and Jose Bautista was like, he's going to be shaking in his boots and blah, blah, blah. And then after they beat the Blue Jays and knocked them out, like, Trevor Bauer gave Ryan Merritt a pair of like cowboy boots and like tweeted them and like tagged like Jose Bautista. And it was also Jose Bautista's birthday, and he was like, happy birthday. God. Like, he's
like the ultimate troll. I don't know.
Yeah,
sometimes it feels
hilarious.
Like it's forced. He kind of seems to do a little too much. I don't know. We'll see this playoffs. He has a clean slate. You know he's not going to not do anything.
Nobody brought this up, but John just said that he doesn't like pitchers who wear high socks.
Price.
David Price wears high socks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a tough one to fight.
His brain just
Price doesn't
scramble.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
His brain just shut off.
I haven't seen it. All right.
He literally just switched off.
We'll cut that out.
It's a bad day for you when Pete Blackburn is flexing on you with his baseball knowledge.
We'll just delete it. That's easy.
PD Analytics coming in with the hammer.
PD Analytics. So
I think maybe it's his legs then. Price has hang on, let me spin this real quick. Price has the powerful legs to pull off the socks. Bauer's legs just look shitty.
So we're talking size of legs now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point. Thank you.
I have a theory in baseball that as a position player, you're faster with high socks. Like, there's statistics behind it. You're a faster player with high socks.
Like, when I was younger, I loved, like loved Mike Benjamin was my favorite Red Sox for a long time because he wore stirrups. And I was, like, all about that. Yeah. So it was just a pitcher thing. A pitcher with skinny legs thing.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Hubs. Did you see this video that just got tweeted by Barstool Radio? They had, I don't know.
The reaction.
Yeah. When is this from? This is from, how did you see it? This was fucking 10 minutes ago.
I was in the control room when they were pulling it up.
Oh, Jesus. It's me and you fight sitting on the stage and them going nuts for, it must have been the
Didi's Homer.
It was Didi?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I really don't understand the hat throw for a good thing. I don't think I've ever thrown my hat when I'm excited.
It's a little hat toss. Never hurt anyone.
That's a hat chuck. That thing has, that's like,
I want to see the reaction though when they let off, when Dozier's home run. I need to see that.
Oh, yeah.
We need the compare and contrast.
Also, if you notice in that video, I go right up to KFC and just give him the finger, like right in his face. Yeah. Just like go directly at him.
Yeah. I literally just watched that. I don't know any of you. I don't know you. I'm sorry, but that is literally the most Yankees thing that I've ever seen in my life.
You're just like, the ball goes over the fence and you're just flipping everyone off. You're bro hugging people. You're slapping backs. You're fist pumping. You fired your hat off the bar and then picked it up immediately just so that you could do one of those stupid Jabba Chamberlain, like whenever he strikes someone out.
I love when he did that.
Yeah, like you. That's what you just did in this video.
Yeah,
you're a degenerate.
Well, it's also the reaction to the initial home run because you guys did the same
thing. Yeah, see, that's where I can't blame Hubs because he just got that literally like 15 minutes prior.
Yeah.
Like, you just got that in your face.
That was definitely why I went over the top.
So that's fine.
You know?
That was kind of like Giancarlo earlier this year when, like, the pitcher had showed him up and he, like, flipped the bat the next night when he hit a bomb.
Yeah, you have every
right to do that. That's fine.
Yeah. I got to see.
Hilarious move is throwing the hat and immediately picking it up. Like, you didn't even let it sit for like 2 seconds. You immediately threw it and had it back in your hand a second later.
Like, I need this thing.
Pete, have you seen the video at the end after the game where, like, Jared picks up the stool and is like doing some WWE promotion? Yeah. I just shut the door in his face. That's it.
Yeah, that was good effort. High motor. High motor.
A little high motor there. All right, yeah. So, Yanks in, I'm going to say 4 games. I think Yanks in 4. I think we lose game 2. One game one, game win, game 3 and 4. Yanks in 4. And I'll see you in the ALCS.
I'm not surprised that you're that confident.
It's just like, the way the lineup, every single person in the lineup is hitting, everyone. Judge doesn't even know how to strike out anymore. And the bullpen's unbelievable.
Should I caution you that it was against the fucking Twins?
Number one offense in the second half of the year.
Yeah, like that has nothing to do with your offense, though. Irvin Santana is like 45 years old.
All about positive vibes. The whole lineup, everyone's just grooving.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes. Pop it. What did you think about the champagne pop last night?
That's fine. I had no issue with that.
Like, I was getting chirps.
Nobody should complain about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nobody should ever complain about that.
I was getting chirps from people being like, oh, how'd you like, you're going to complain about that one? It's like,
no,
dude, I complained about the first one because you fucking celebrated clinching the wild card when you could still win the division. That's loser shit. You won a fucking play-in game. Good. If you want to celebrate, go right ahead. Yankee fans are so triggered. Like, they just get so sensitive about everything Yankee related. It's like, you're trying to throw something in my face where it's not even remotely close to being the same thing.
I was strictly asking you a simple question. I wasn't saying that you were coming
like,
off the top.
Winning the wild card game is the equivalent to, you know, back before they extended it to having the second wild card. Like, now you're the wild card team. Like, you can celebrate that. Go right ahead.
All right.
But
so make sure you're okay with it.
I had no problem with celebrating the wild card in 04 when we won the fucking World Series and, you know, won 4 straight against the New York Yankees when they went up 3-0.
All right.
No problem celebrating the wild card that year.
I'm going to go now.
All right. Thank you, Hubs.
Later.
All right. So we're here with your boy, Chaps. It's the ALDS preview. I mean, this is big, Chapsy. It's Red Sox, Astros. Your boys have had arguably the best season in the American League, but like the Indians kind of surpassed them towards the end. But there was a big chunk of the season where the Astros were the best team in the American League. How are you feeling about your boys going into this series with the Red Sox?
I'm feeling pretty confident. I think with how Verlander has came in and pitched, I think he's 5-0 with a ridiculous ERA. I think he's going to come out and do well. I think that they probably have the best three-man rotation, I would say, in the playoffs, which is always a big plus. But, I mean, really, I don't know what to do about playoffs because you guys know, like, I'm a lifelong Astros fan, but I've only been a fan for, like, a year. I was a Braves fan before that. And, like, as an adult, I don't know how to react in the playoffs, so I don't even know what to do. I need you guys to kind of like teach me what to do as like a playoff fan.
So this is my best advice to you. Are you still battling diarrhea?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we're going on over a decade, yeah.
Okay. So this is, I mean, just picture that, but like times 10. Like you need to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So like honestly, we were talking about this before you came on, and this is like my first time where I'm not going to be able to watch like a Red Sox playoff game and just I like to watch them in like private, and you still have like you'll have that benefit for what game one? So you get here on Monday?
Yeah, I'll get there Monday.
Okay. So like that's the other thing too is like we have Hubs here and I was shitting on him last night, but I could never just like get in your face. Like you're not the type of guy that would just be like, fuck you, Chaps. Like fuck the Astros. We have texts for that. So I think you're going to enjoy the environment because it's almost like you're the lovable Astros fan that no one could ever just like rip on for your team shitting their pants. And honestly, I'm not even sure that the Astros might have that moment.
No, I think that they're going to be pretty good, man. Like you mentioned that they were their best team in baseball for or at least the American League for most of the year. With Correa in the lineup, I think they are the best. They only had like one stretch that was really bad,
yeah.
And that's when Correa was hurt, which you lose your best player, arguably your best player, you're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. So with everybody in the lineup, they can beat you every single step of the way. 1-9 is not an easy out.
And for everyone that's listening right now, are you? Because I've already announced I'm not a prediction guy, but do you have a prediction for this series?
I think it's 3-1 in Astros.
Dude, if that's the case, then he's coming here the day of the clincher, and that would suck. Chaps would be in the building for game four, which is would be Monday night. Granted, we're talking about like we're going to watch the game with Chaps. There's a chance the series is over by the time he gets here, if it ends Sunday.
I don't think there's a chance of that. I don't see either of these teams sweeping. I don't think that I don't think the Astros are good enough to sweep. Like Chaps was just saying, like it's a tough out 1-9. I don't think they're that much better than the Red Sox. I do not think that they're a sweep better than the Red Sox.
So here's kind of where I'm at mentally right now. Even in all walks of life, I'm a very like delayed reactor. Like if someone dies, like I don't get really upset until like a few days later. I'm not
strange example.
Good to know.
Well, I mean, like I have a very delayed reaction to things. I'm not nervous about this series yet, but I feel like it's gonna hit me very hard, like leading like up to game one, like right when it starts. I'm gonna be like, holy fuck! Like the Red Sox are in a playoff series against a team that is clearly better.
They're gonna show that crowd. It is gonna be rowdy as fuck when they show Houston. Yeah. Place is gonna be going nuts, and then I'm gonna be like,
Houston
shit.
Is like going. Houston is going crazy over the Astros right now, and I think that if they go in, the shot that the Red Sox have, I think, is in like the first four or five innings, of game one. If they can have a lead in the first four or five innings of game one, I think that they'll be okay. But if they come out and the Red Sox the Astros come out blazing with the way that crowd's going to be, because the city is like nuts about the Astros right now. They don't give a fuck about football; they only care about the Astros.
Wow.
And cities in Texas don't usually get like that.
We've been calling them the Astros rather than the Houston Astros. And once we said Houston,
wait,
I just my mind. I mean, I know where they're from, but my mind just hadn't registered.
You didn't connect
it to
them?
Yeah. And it's once I heard Houston, it was like I forgot about the flood. That's huge.
You have this insanely talented team, this great Cinderella story that people didn't think that they were going to be here. I mean, there are some that thought they would be good, but they lost some key players from last year. And they're even better this year. So, I mean, I don't know. It could be either really disappointing or really wonderful. I'm hoping it's going to be wonderful because I've never had any of my teams win anything. So I'm just stoked.
It's exactly what I was gonna, the flood's a 2013 marathon. Those Red Sox don't win the World Series if the marathon doesn't happen.
I remember I said that on the radio one time, and they were acting like that was the hottest take going.
Oh, I wrote a whole blog about it. And people told me like I was like – I was agreeing that I would trade the marathon bombing for a World Series champion, but that's not what I said at all. I just, without that inspiration, without that feeling that the team's playing for something,
yeah,
that 2013 doesn't, I mean, they had no business winning the fucking World Series.
No one was talking World Series going into that
no
year.
No one at all. And then, and I mean, this Astros team is good and has that kind of, we're carrying the
and
city on our back
feeling.
And not
just the city of Houston, but you have guys like Carlos Perea that are from Puerto Rico that have like,
oh my God. All right, this is over. This series is over. It's going to be a sweep. Astros in three. You guys have so many things on your side. Damn
it. That sucks. So, like, I was about to ask you, like, what's the one thing to watch for in this series from, like, the Astros perspective? But, like, that's basically it. It's going to be, like, this is their thing that they're going to rally around. And,
they'll have
like,
the patches, the Houston strong patches.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, now I almost, like, feel bad about, like, wanting to win the series.
But you have, like, these... I mean, you know you have teams like this... Especially a team like the Astros that have so many power hitters, and even like little Altuve can get rolling on some power numbers when he really gets hot. They're either going to be smart about it or they're just going to swing to the fences and die out pretty fast. Like, I think it's just going to go one way or the other. They're either going to win like 3-1 or lose 3-1. I don't think it's going to go 5 either way.
How surprised were you with Justin Verlander kind of just like, I mean, he was the Cy Young runner up last year. Probably should have won it. Definitely should have won it actually. Having an okay year with the Tigers and then just comes over to Houston and has
he started turning it on the last like month with the Tigers, right?
Yeah. But just, I mean,
he's been lights out with
literally
Houston,
just
sure.
fucking nails for the Astros. How confident are you in Verlander going into game one?
Not great because traditionally hasn't been a great postseason player, but. I mean, he's what you got. Like, he's a legitimate ace that you can throw out there in game one and then in game probably three if they needed him, really, game four. So they have, I mean, I'm confident with the pitching staff. Like, the starters, I think, are good to go. The middle relievers, they might struggle a little bit, and then the closer is good. So I don't really know, man. Like, I don't know. I'm just excited that, I mean, I feel like I'm just excited to be here. Like, it's good to have, like, a playoff.
Yeah, I'm looking at Verlander in the postseason. He sucked in 2006. He was very bad, actually. 2011 was not good in the ALDS, was not good in the ALCS, but pretty much since 2012 has been really good. So I would actually, let me see.
Dude, especially since coming to Houston, he's 5-0 with a 1.06 ERA.
Yeah, let me
he's
see.
He's got like a flat 1 ERA. That's insane.
So since his first
but
postseason.
But people forget he's never won a playoff game in Houston.
People forget, people that, forget is, that. That's a valid point.
So his last 8 postseason starts, and this goes back to ALDS Game 1 in 2012, he has a 1.76 ERA in the postseason.
That's so pretty good.
It's decent.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Maybe it's one of those things where your first impression goes a long way, and he was like such a choker for the beginning of his career in the playoffs.
The first impression is it. After that, you can do – I mean, David Price can go 10-0. The rest of the postseason, the rest of his career, people will still say like, he
sucks.
Yeah. His first 8.
I mean, LeBron James
starts.
Has 3 rings now. People are like, he's a fucking bum.
That is true.
His first 8 postseason starts, he had a 5.57 ERA. So he basically, it's half and half. He's made 16. His first 8 stunk, and his last 8 have been great. Your prediction is Astros in 4.
That's my prediction, and I think that the star of the series for the Astros is going to be George Springer. George Springer is so underrated, man.
I like that.
He's
pick.
So fucking good. He's fun in the field to watch. He swings out of his damn shoes like one of my favorite moments for the entire year. I forget who they were playing, but Springer got called out at third, and he went absolutely ape shit, and it was like pointing at the picture, like next time I'm taking you deep. He comes up, like, the next inning they batted around, took the next pitcher out deep. I was like, man, that dude's going to get so many blow jibbers around Houston. It's going to be incredible.
You don't think Springer's going to be a little shell-shocked after being the victim of the David Price Red Sox moment?
I don't think so. I think he's going to bounce back. I think he's going to have a huge series. I really like him. And Altuve is just so fucking cute, man. Like, how can you root against Altuve?
Altuve is fucking adorable. It sucks.
Dude. He's like a more adorable version of Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah. Pedroia is like the old grizzled version. Altuve is like... Altuve is Pablo Sandoval. Nope. What's
not Sandoval?
No, who's
Pablo Sanchez?
Pablo Sanchez.
Pablo Sanchez.
Altuve is like the real life Pablo Sanchez from back here.
You just kind of want to hug Altuve. You're like my friend, my buddy. Yeah. I would love to be friends with Jose Altuve.
Yeah,
I would too. It just seems like so fun to be around, even though he's like really, even though he's small, he's like super muscular guy. He's like Doug Martin plays baseball.
Yeah, that's a valid point. I remember Altuve when I heard a story about how he got on the Astros. They had tryouts and they told him to go home. And then he just came back. He's like, no, like I'm going to make the team and I'm going to be like a really good baseball player. And then he just like worked his ass off and got there. So Altuve, yes, we are all on the Altuve train. We love this guy.
Yeah, I just looked it up. He's 5'6".
And that's probably giving him...
Yeah, listed 5'6". Yeah. That's an inch or two.
Yeah.
When you see him
out on the field with Correa at the same time, there was a game where they had J.J. Watt, Correa, and Altuve were standing next to each other. It looked like there was one little leaguer like hanging out with the adults.
Yeah. The one thing that we luckily have, because there are a lot of likable guys on the Astros. I don't even hate Verlander. We have McCann. Thank God.
I kind of hate Verlander. I mean, a little bit I hate Verlander.
Do you lie?
You hate Verlander?
Yeah, because like he's standing there with his penis out in the mirror. I just feel like that's a weird move. Like, because it wasn't even like fully hard. I feel like that's the cockiest shit you could do. Like when you have your dick like... kind of soft, just swaying in the and just taking selfies and shit. Like, that's grow up, dude. Like, either be completely soft or be hard. Don't pussyfoot it and be down the middle with your dick.
Yeah, the gene picture is gonna come in very handy. The prom picture where we're in Verlander's in his jeans is gonna be used a lot, I think, on Twitter. Yeah,
the picture of Kate Upton where her back looks like a glazed donut, and it's like a Justin Verlander special.
Wait, that was Kate Upton? I thought that was Jennifer Lawrence.
No, that was Kate Upton.
That was Upton, yeah.
That's a lot of cum.
So Verlander does big loads.
Yeah, fucking toaster strudel. Oh, yeah. It was bad news. But, chaps, I want to say, I was going to wish you good luck, but I can't do that. But I'm looking forward to watching some postseason baseball with you here at the office next week. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, man, I'm stoked about it. I'll see you guys up there.
All right, hell yeah. Thank you.
Later, chaps. Thanks, bud.
Later, fellas.
All right, so I want to say thanks to Chaps for coming on. I'm really looking forward to watching some postseason baseball with him. I've really only met him in passing. Like, the one time that I met him, he was leaving, and I think it was before I moved here. I was like doing like a day trip, and I was just showing up, and he was leaving, and I saw him like out in front of the office, and that was it. So I'm looking forward to watching some postseason baseball with him. It's probably gonna, like, that's gonna be one of the big things too, is like Red Sox Yankees, if it comes down to that, is going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare to watch in a crowd of people. But with Hubs, it's like, I mean, with Chaps, it's not going to be like, it's not going to add to it. It's not going to add to like the anxiousness.
No, Chaps is the best. I mean, no one dislikes Chaps, and it's for good reason, because he's just a swell guy.
Swell.
And it's going to be fun to watch a game with him, even though he's a fan of the opposing
If anything,
squad.
Like, you'd want him to be a fan of your club. You'd want to root along with him.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm Team Chaps. Let's all root for the same team.
Yeah. Section 10 podcast is brought to you by Sox Signatures. Sox Signatures is the leader in autographs and game-used memorabilia of tomorrow of fucking baseball stars. Visit SoxSignatures.com today for unique items and the best prices on Sox prospects from Lowell to Boston. Use promo code SECTION10 to get 10% off your first order at SoxSignatures.com. .com.
Let's go, fights. Let's go.
.com. So we got some predictions type stuff, even though I mean, for prediction stuff,
I wanted to, like, for us three here, what is our random prediction heading into the ALDS? This will be the end of our little prediction stuff. Does it feel like the game is tomorrow?
No.
It doesn't. I don't think I'm not going to feel like I'm in postseason mode until I see, like,
you just want everyone else to play.
Yeah, when I see the images of like Houston and the crowd, like, then I'll be like, oh shit, like, I am for sure pissing myself right now. But right now, not really. But do you guys have a random prediction heading into this series? Maybe it's a player surprises you. What do you got?
I'm going to say that Drew Pomeranz is going to be like a standout performer. Okay. I'm going to say Drew Pomeranz gets two victories in the series.
Wow.
Whoa.
Real quick, though, do we know if there's art museums in Houston that he can, because that gets him motivated.
Yeah, he definitely loves his art museums. Let me check. See, art museums.
Near Minute Maid Park.
Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston definitely has an art museum.
Oh, it has to.
It's called Houston Art Museum.
Okay, so Drew, if you're listening, I'm sure you are.
The Museum of Fine Arts in Houston.
Yep.
There's the Contemporary Arts Museum in Houston. Mm-hmm. And there's the Rienzi Museum of Fine Arts, which
is
also in Houston.
Now that I remember it, when we were in Houston for the Super Bowl, we tried to sneak into one of these art museums because it was where they were having like a pre-Super Bowl party for the players. And we were kind of just walking around aimlessly like by the dumpsters trying to find a door to get in. And NFL security came out and was none too pleased with us. So
that's
yes,
okay.
They definitely exist.
So confirmed.
High security, though. Pomeran's got to buy a ticket.
Well, there are a shit ton of art museums in Houston, so I would say that does not bode well for the Astros.
Yeah. Just so you know, he's going to be amped going into that start.
In the zone, locked in, ready to go.
He was looking at a Picasso.
Yeah. I just saw a fucking Picasso before I took the mound. You're fucked, pal.
Fights, what do you got? Random prediction for this series.
Betty Teddy.
Just blows up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big, big series for Benintendi. Let's say I'm going, he hits 370 and has two home runs.
Oof. Okay. Hopefully one of them at Fenway. Because like the people love Betty Teddy. He is the most lovable guy on the team. I got Pedroia as the MVP of the series.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think Dustin Pedroia, this is when he knows he's been saving all the little juice he's got for this series. If anybody's going to save anything for a series, it's Petey, even though he is broken as a human. Like, I can't, he has to be so uncomfortable. I feel like normal things for Pedroia have to just suck. Because, like, he's put literally everything into his career that's, what, a decade long now?
Yep.
And he's dealt with more this season than most seasons. So he's got to be really banged up. But I got Petey as the MVP of the series.
I mean, they don't actually give out fucking MVPs.
I know. They don't give out an ALDS MVP, Jerry. But I'm saying the hypothetical MVP of the series.
Yeah.
It's going to be Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
We talked about the Vegas odds or what they would potentially be for the World Series champion last week. And now we have updated odds. We had the Red Sox are around where you would expect in terms of the order. In order, it goes Dodgers and the Indians are both favorite. They're both at the same odds. Is that odd? Is that odd that those odds are like that?
The Dodgers and the Indians?
Yeah, just considering how the Dodgers did in September.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that just seems kind of strange.
Excuse me. No, I think you can't have that kind of September.
Yeah.
and keep those odds.
They have the Astros third. So the Astros are ahead of the Nats. I think that's also interesting. The Nats are fourth. Red Sox tied with the Cubs for fifth. And then it goes Yankees, D-backs, Rockies. So I guess that's kind of what we expected, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that the Dodgers should be drastically penalized for... Because who else would be the favorite in the National League? The Nationals?
Yeah, the Nats. I would say the Nats.
You have Scherzer who's got an injury.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they have to be... They have to be second in the National League.
Overall,
but
is excessive.
I would say, yeah,
the Indians
the same
overall.
As the Indians is a little much.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
That is a little odd. But we'll keep the train rolling here. We asked you guys for one word to sum up this Red Sox regular season. Got a lot of interesting words here. I'm going to tell you the ones that didn't make the top five. We got bonus, clenched, late. Magic, weird, biceps. Biceps was good. Shout out whoever did that. I'll just say Allie. Anytime I don't know, it's Allie. Allie did it. Allie, how you doing? Meh, lucky, and anxiety. Now we got the top five here. Top five words you guys use to sum up the team. Extra. What the fuck? Like, all right, so Fights, I feel like you're hip and cool. What the fuck do people mean when they're like, oh, it's so extra? What the fuck are you talking about?
To me, it's extra.
But like...
It's just extra.
It's just more than what you expect?
Over the top, it's extra. I mean, I think this extra means extra innings. But when
probably
when someone's like that's so extra, it's just like, dude, like you're doing too much. Relax.
Too much. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was like, oh, extra. That's like bonus. That's definitely not what it means.
No. It's
okay.
Like, why are you it's over the top. It's like
okay.
why are you doing this?
I for sure had the wrong meaning. Number four was merch. So shout out to the new merch. That's it looks sexy too. People are starting to get the merch. So if you've been asking about the merch, it's fucking coming. So relax. Number three, roller coaster. That's pretty solid. It for sure is a roller coaster of a season. Two, we had inconsistent. And number one, so we didn't like, obviously, I just said to use one word. This by far was number one. I think seven people said confusing process as one word. So they just meshed them together. And those are the real listeners.
Wait, using two words as one word?
Yeah, there were like seven people that said confusing process.
That's kind of a confusing process.
Wait a second. That is like an extremely confusing process.
Right, because it's two words. It's not one word.
I'm
confused by that.
Yeah, I am too. Wait, are you saying it's as confusing as buying tickets online to sports and concerts?
Yes, it's very similar to that.
But Jared, we have the solution for that.
What's the solution?
To use SeatGeek. It's always the first place that we go to look for tickets to a game or concert. We have the SeatGeek app on our phones and are using that motherfucking app to go to the ALDS, bitch. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Run that back one time. Our listeners get a $20 instant rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter promo code section 10, section 10. The 10 are fucking numbers, kid. SeatGeek will send you $20 instantly after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app.
The SeatGeek app.
Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
Well then.
You know what time it is.
Do I know what time it is?
You know what time it is.
Does Feist know what time it is?
I have a general idea what time it is.
Yeah, Fights knows. Based off that, yeah.
Do we all have like a pretty good idea what time it is?
I think as a team we
down to your bitch. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It go down. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
Down in the DM, as always brought to you by Ronald's Napkins, they clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Shane. We have a lot of baseball questions
here. Hey, Shane.
So as you can imagine, it's fucking playoff time, so
playoffs.
We're going to be talking baseball.
October. Pumpkins.
But Shane has a separate thing to address, and I might not like Shane. Shane goes, so I'm starting to think that Steve had a secret relationship with Garen when he was at Nesson.
I feel like maybe
but
there's...
But she broke it off, and that's why he still hates her. Crazy like, theory,
or
but
maybe
not
you
impossible.
Just tried and she shut you down. Like, there's something going on there for your hatred
that
of Garen.
That is not
Austin.
What happened. If anything...
Have you ever met her?
Yeah.
You have?
But not like... I've met her, but not like... We haven't talked.
So
like, I'm Steve.
Have you ever met her Fights?
No, never.
Okay. I met her. She's really, really nice.
She was just high maintenance. She was high maintenance.
I mean, that's showbiz. Have you ever met a sideline reporter that wasn't high maintenance?
I was at Nesson for 2 years.
Okay,
you see
so how
all
many sideline reporters
of,
have you met?
Probably 20.
Okay.
And well, like, just how many like, of them were not including anchors, not just sideline reporters. But
how many, not to generalize, how many, even, okay.
High maintenance, I would say a third.
I feel like that would probably be higher.
But I'm off the top of my head. I don't remember people being... obnoxious. And Garen's not, my point with Garen is not that she's obnoxious. I just think she's bad at her job. But no, Shane, I hate to shoot you down, buddy. That's not what it was. We barely interacted.
Yeah, we know you didn't have sex with Garen.
Oh, come on. No, that was a good transition. But Garen was rarely in the studio. She was normally at the pack doing a terrible job. Sorry, Shane. Next one comes in from Big Smooth. He goes, sup, fellas. If David Price was used as a starter and only went 4 to 5 innings, do you think Johnny Steelcock would still use him out of the bullpen as a reliever?
No. That makes no sense.
If he's a starter, he's a starter.
Correct. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
And they've already, John Farrell has like officially said that he's not starting.
Does he, let's say we go ALCS. Do we see David Price game 3 then? Or is he 100% pen all playoff?
Can't talk about it. I can't be talking about ALCS right now.
Let's just jump into the fantasy mobile for a second.
Which is fine, but like I just want to live in that world.
Is there
where
any
we live
way
in, win an
that
ALDS
David
game?
Price becomes a starter at if they go on a deep run? Is there any way David Price?
Well, because now in the 7-game series, you would have to integrate a fourth starter. I mean, they might even do that in the division series. To be honest with you,
they might. But
let's say
maybe.
Let's just say hypothetically, the Red Sox sweep the division series, and they don't need a fourth starter. And let's even say that maybe they don't even need David Price out of the bullpen.
This is quite a hypothetical.
No, it's not. They're gonna.
It's quite a hypothetical.
That's not that.
They sweep without using David Price. You're talking about the best pitcher in the league right now.
I mean, you could literally like he's not a setup man. He's a long reliever. So if you have your starters,
but can you acknowledge
this
would be improbable?
Sweeping the Astros is improbable.
Yes,
right.
But this is like very improbable. What you're pitching, sweeping without using David Price, that's rare.
Sure. We're going to see David Price in the division series.
Okay. So that answers that.
The Red Sox are probably not going to sweep.
John chimes in. He goes, when are you going to stop teasing, torturing about having Nomar on the show? I need more Nomar in my life. I would listen to that interview on repeat forever and ever.
Okay. So Felger was our guest for episode 100. And I reached out to Nomar for that show. And it didn't line up. And then I know that there's a really good chance that I can make it happen, but I was definitely saving it for episode 100. We didn't have it, but that's not to say that it'll never happen.
It's going to happen. I mean, that's like my life goal, is to get Nomar on here.
Who's your white whale fights?
I said it earlier, Mike Benjamin.
Mike Benjamin?
No. For this podcast.
Yeah, it would be Mike Benjamin. Favorite Red Sox of all time.
Andy Sheets. Who is the dude that took over for Nomar when he was hurt in like 2001? Was it Andy Sheets?
In 01, you got me there.
Mine would obviously be Manny.
Yeah. For an interview, I don't think Manny's going to give you shit.
Yeah, I guess he's...
Like, Pedro was great. Pedro actually, Andy even though Sheets. It was, like, via Skype, like, he gave us some good stuff.
I just want to meet... I just want to, like, hug Manny. I want to touch Manny Ramirez.
You want to touch him everywhere.
I think it would be an interview. I don't know, because I get, like... Like, the guys who, like, I think would give a good interview, like, I don't know. That stuff's kind of, like, contrived. And, like, kind of get, like, Pedro's obviously Pedro.
Yeah.
But I think, like, someone who does like a great interview is just like has an ulterior motive. Where it's just like it's kind of like boring. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'd love Todd Walker. You're being a character, and I don't want that. I want you to just be an interesting person.
Yeah, shout out Todd Walker. I'd take Todd Walker if we could get him.
Mo Vaughn got arrested in Fall River once. You could ask him about that.
We almost got Mo Vaughn. He was promoting his new clothing line, right?
Oh yeah, we almost did get him.
Yeah,
we could get Manny too.
Yeah,
like, I asked someone close to him if he would come on, and they were like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Manny's in Japan now, and he's done stuff with Donnie. I mean, I think Donnie works for Manny now.
Yeah.
Dude, I just imagine, like, what if, just imagining Manny walking in here, like, that would be amazing. I'd have to have him up there. He'd be near the top of the power rankings, but Nomar's the guy. I mean, Nomar's, you know, was my life growing up, so.
Andy Sheets, by the way, in 2000, played 12 games for the Red Sox and hit .095.
There you go.
Well done, some shortstop. Andy Sheets. Yeah. Next one comes in from Will. He goes, if you could pick one Red Sox player to run for president, who would it be and why?
On the current team or in
current
history?
Team.
Current team. Who would make a good president? I feel like Chris Young would be a good president.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. He's a great talker.
He's always at the head of, like, you know, all, like, the world events and stuff, like the hurricanes. Like, he's always, like, going out of his way to, like, you know, fundraise, and you can tell that he genuinely cares about that stuff. I would pick Chris Young.
I'd either have Mookie. I think Mookie's an intelligent guy.
He's really not.
He's not.
He's like kind of dumb as rocks. Have you ever heard him talk before?
And no. Mookie's not a bad interview.
He's dumb though. Like, he's done like interviews where he uses words that he like doesn't understand like what he's saying.
I think this is all reactionary to Trump things. I think Mookie's just a humble guy who understands his limitations.
Yeah. No, and like, back when we were talking about Vine. I was using like Vine back then, and obviously it's gone now. It sucks. They deleted everything. But he was doing like an interview where he said something like. He meant to say relaxed, but he was like, yeah, I was just, you know, my approach, I was just really laxative.
No, really?
But, yeah, like he's not smart.
I don't think Mookie's dumb. That's aggressive.
He's dumb.
Okay.
He doesn't understand words.
All right, then I'll just go tried and true. I'll go Benintendi. He's a handsome white guy with a good jaw.
Yeah.
He actually has like perfect presidential hair.
Yeah, you got Kennedy hair. Yeah. When it's long, it's a little wild, but when he cuts it short, he looks like a Kennedy.
Yeah, that's true. I think JBJ could be a good president. He seems like a really nice guy, and he carries himself well. So, I mean, he's not dumb. I didn't think we were going to hear Mookie Betts is dumb today. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
JBJ, smart dude.
That is something. Let's see. We have, after this comes in from Josh, after watching that video of Hubs talking trash about the Yankees winning the wild card game last night, how sweet is it going to be when the Indians destroy his hopes and dreams? Do we think that, because Hubs obviously, and as we can, you know, see around this office, people can have characters and then they can become their character. Does Hubs really think they're going to beat the Indians? I can't tell.
I think so. I think he's going to be nervous at the start of the series, but I mean, if they win game one, he's probably going to say that they're going all the way. Like he thinks
all the way,
Yeah, he thinks that they can win the World Series. Yeah.
I mean, they'd have a better chance if you don't have to go through the Indians right off the bat. Like that. That's
it's so aggressive
giant.
Thinking they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that...
I think the same about the Red Sox, but...
Yeah, like the Yankees can get hot. Like that lineup is ridiculous, but for the most part, it is unrealistic to think that you're just going to steamroll the Indians.
Totally agreed. This comes in from Jacob. Remember that kid in Kansas City that had, I think it was a Dwu sign?
Yeah.
This is that kid.
Okay.
So Jacob, we got your back here, kid. He goes, I have an English test on Friday in my sixth period, which starts at 2:30. Can you guys convince my dad to let me skip school to watch the Sox? Please, I got to watch my boy Dwu shut down the Astros. So this guy's a big Drew Pomeranz fan. He made a sign, had Section 10 on it.
What day was this? What day
this is for Friday. This is game two. And
at 2 o'clock, though?
The game's at 2. So
yeah,
he wants
who the fuck is still in school at 2 o'clock? Why do you need to get dismissed? Maybe. Oh, because he's from Kansas City, so it's 1 o'clock there?
I think it would be an hour. He's probably in school till 4 our time. So he would miss, like, in theory, the Dwu start.
Mm.
I mean, you just let him out, Dad.
Just let him out.
Yeah. It's so easy.
It's very
he's
simple.
In high school?
Yeah.
This test does not matter at all.
No.
It's not going to change anything.
It changes absolutely nothing. He's not going to take a zero on it. Your dad excuses you.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad used to excuse me all the time for fucking games.
You know what changes something? Watching your pitcher dominate in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That changes your life.
Look, Dad, I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. Have just a sense of dadness.
Like,
watching a game with your kid is going to be such a stronger memory.
Yeah.
Like, a game that, like, your kid really cares about. It's the playoffs. Like, we used to get out of games fucking all the time for the playoffs. That shared moment is going to go so much further in his life than a fucking high school test.
Yeah. Let me just explain something to you right now, Dad. Listen up.
Listen up, Pops.
High school is pretty much irrelevant. Like, there's not a single fucking thing that I learned in high school that I now apply to my life here, like in my actual career. I learned nothing. I actually mailed it in entirely in high school.
Think about why we're here right now. It's because of what we did outside of high school.
Correct. Right. Yes. It's because I loved baseball that we're here now, because if it wasn't for that, like, I used to fucking bring, like, my radio to prom. Like, if there was a day game, I wouldn't get dismissed. I brought a fucking radio.
That's not surprising. It's Carrabba's.
That's a little heavy.
No. It was, like, the second game of the season, too. So.
All right,
and it was
the disgust on Fight's face. You're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, fuck you, John.
Like, you're fucking, you were in there with your yellow Walkman.
Fuck. It was actually a Red Sox radio. It was like, it had like the Red Sox logo on it, and I had it in like my pocket, and I ran the wire up my
ass. Bottom eight, babe. I can't dance.
Yeah. It's a true story.
Yeah, okay. No, I know it's a true story. We got two left.
Dad, let him go.
Just let him go, Dad. Come on. It's the playoffs. This comes in from Ryan. He goes, this is like something that a random person sent in that we should get more of. Send more of these DMs. Start one, sit one, trade one. It's kind of like the baseball equivalent of MFK. Start one, sit one, trade one. Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, or Max Scherzer?
Start one, sit one, trade one. Fuck. That's impossible. I mean, like, you would have to do, like, you'd have to sit, like, Red Sox fans aren't going to like this. You would have to sit Scherzer because he's hurt. You'd have to trade Sale because he's been inconsistent. You'd have to start Kluber because he's been the best pitcher in baseball this year. Like, that's the correct answer, but Red Sox fans would be, how the fuck are you going to trade Chris Sale? How are you going to do that?
I see. This is hard because I'm just factoring in so many different things. Like, start is hard for Kluber because he's got, what, a year left on his deal? 2 years?
It's one or two, yeah.
So, I don't think you can marry, which is the equivalent of start.
Oh, you're factoring the contract. I like this.
Yeah, I don't think you can marry someone with only 2 years with Cleveland because they're not going to fucking keep them.
A divorce, yeah.
So I would sit Kluber. No, I think I'd trade Kluber.
Okay.
If you get that kind of deal after you're Cleveland, you trade Kluber, sit Scherzer, start Sale.
It's not bad. That makes perfect sense. I'm not going to answer that because we have an MFK coming up right now. This is the last one of the day. MFK. We should have last DM of the day should have a sponsor. That's going to be my goal moving forward. MFK, Drew Pomeranz, Chris Sale, or David Price in the rain? This was directed right at you.
It was Pomeranz Sale, Price in the Rain.
Price in the Rain.
Fuck Price in the Rain. Because that's
and then fuck them when it's raining.
Look, I've seen a romantic comedy or two in my day. The rain makes it hotter.
Yep.
Fuck Price in the Rain. Marry, Sale, Kill.
Kill Drew.
And I think that's, and if we're doing the start sit trade, I would also trade Drew. I think you trade Drew this offseason.
You do?
Yeah.
I think he's got 1 year left.
Yeah. He does. But I think
stock is never going to be higher.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But that's why I like Kevin Twu. I like his stock being high.
I think you explore trades with Drew this offseason, for sure.
Okay.
That's a hot take. I have not heard that one yet.
Jared, what do you got?
I'm not saying you have to get rid of him, but I think you ring some bells and say, you know, what are you giving up for Drew Pomeranz?
Yeah, I agree with Fights here. I would do the exact same. TBH.
Yeah, we're all doing the same thing. Yeah. We all would love to sleep with David Price in the rain.
Yeah. How could you not?
How could you not? Like, look at that photo. I mean, we talked about it last episode, but that might be the photo of the season.
Yeah.
That's so sexy.
A lot of people tweeting me afterwards of, like, they made it their
phone
background.
The amount of people. So two things from that episode. There was the intro little montage I threw together. People were like, I'm just fucking, does the playoffs start now? And then the Price photo. And they're just like, dude, I totally get what you're saying. Like, that is the great, it did things to me. Like, it moved down there, which it does.
It's going to be an iconic photo by the end of this postseason. It's gonna be like, that's what fucking got us here.
We're just going to put the letters World Series Champions, like, right over that. More raindrops. But that's all we got for the DM. As always, the DMs are brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face.
Oh, thanks. Great. Ronald's Napkins. We got to wrap this shit up because I'm literally going to piss my fucking
pants. I was just going to say the same thing. Like, I'm like ready to run out of the door. That's why I stood up. I've been standing for like the last 5 minutes because I couldn't have like my bladder.
You had to spread
crunched.
The pee out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm literally going to fucking piss my pants. So thanks to Steve, blah, 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 blah. Follow us on Twitter. We have social media accounts, the Archive, Section 10 Podcast. I don't even know if we post there anymore. Subscribe on iTunes, rate the show, review of the week from fucking Johnny Hammersticks. The podcast is great. We don't have a review of the week this week because I have to piss. Tell a friend. It's been awesome. And check out our sponsor, Sock Signatures, socksignatures.com. Use promo code Section 10 to get 10% off your first order. Also download SeatGeek app and Section 10 promo code, and you get a $20 rebate. Thank you, and go Red Sox. This is the last podcast before game one of the ALDS.
Everyone give me their best let's go for game one.
Let's go! Let's fucking go!
Let's go!
Wouldn't want to cuff you.
Yeah. Shorty, I know what you need. Everything you need. I promise I ain't gonna hold out neither. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. That's where I'm on. Bust. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
Have you seen the video of the celebrations?
Yeah.
You jump in the Big Data's arms.
Oh, yeah.
You said you did nothing. You said, like, you smiled and, like...
I didn't say I did nothing.
You basically said, like, oh, I had, like, no reaction.
I didn't say that.
You jumped in the Big Data's arms.
Why did I say that?
Are you talking about this one?
They just... Yeah.
Yo, if you're a big dude, I'm jumping in your arms.
I never said I didn't have any reaction.
My reaction.
Oh, I said during my team's games. Yeah, I said like I don't have a reaction like the first half of a Patriots game.
My reaction's completely warranted after that. Completely warranted.
Thanks, Hubs.
Hubs just fucking trying to.
That was not. They're just hijacking the internet. That was not needed, chaps. We apologize. Time. That was not needed. You just went through a waste of a minute. You're never getting that back.
Him to do that.
No, I liked it.
No, Sox are 2. Yankees are at 5.
Oh, God. Are you doing radio?
No, I'm being Boston, baby.
Oh.
You're like, I'll be drunk by 4.
Game? Yeah, dude, I'll be in a bar by noon.
Damn.
Am I going to the game?
Yeah. Appreciate it, Hubs.
Yeah, I'm going to the Bruins tomorrow night, and I'm going to Sox Sunday.
Dude, you're going to have a weekend. Petey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm not excited.
Are these yours?
We talking Nats?
You brought me 2 tins.
What's up, Nate?
We talking Nats? Fucking go.
Yo,
Yeah, this will be our intermission. All right, Nate, what do you think about the Nats? What do you got?
Sports. Love them.
Big sports guy over here.
Oh, I love sports.
We talking Nats.
Man.
Nate, some days you're just on. You've been on the last 2 days now.
I've been on the last 3 months.
Did you just get Dubs?
Like July, M&M's? August, September, yeah. Like, I went on, like, my hottest streak of, like, blogs, like, July, August, September that I've ever had.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you were in a different room. This threw me off for a minute because I'm looking at Kevin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We only have, like, the one TV in there, so we're across the way, if you can see that. No, you can't because the camera's in a different place. Oh, he's got it right there. Frankie Borelli's in the fucking control room being a dickhead. Were you pissing in the sink, Chaps?
Yeah. My wife's not home.
All right, so we'll do a little ALDS preview. When are you coming up here?
Monday.
You come on Monday?
Yep.
Wait, so are you going to be watching some of the games in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Hey, Chaps, this is at Barstool Nate. We're going to Olive Garden on Tuesday, so don't make any plans for Tuesday.
All right, cool. I already have plans on Tuesday, but thanks.
All right, well, everybody besides you is going to be at the Olive Garden.
I'm just kidding. I'll be there, buddy.
All right, miss you.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami, too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, Jay, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real.